The 3 5-story high tanks will hold 1.5 million barrels of crude oil shipped from the Alberta tar sands and North Dakota Bakken oil fields. The last hurdle for Enbridge was an air quality permit for the tanks. That's now been approved, so barring an appeal, the pipeline company says it will begin construction this summer and be finished in 2 years. The DNR got a flood of comments, more than 200 written and 3,400 emails, many against the permit. But in a release, the DNR says comments were off target and not specific to the oil storage tanks. Sierra Club John Muir Chapter Conservation Program Director Elizabeth Ward says it's important to look at the big picture of the tar sands and climate change. She says the DNR wasn't listening to the public and also ignored the dangers of a pipeline spill.
We know that by increasing pressure and temperature in the tar sands pipeline, the likelihood of a rupture is greater. So that warrants a full environmental impact statement and assessment by the DNR. But instead, the DNR chose to do this piecemeal permitting, really leaving the public out of the process.
Ward says they're not sure if they'll challenge this decision. The $150 million tanks will create 125 construction jobs and was supported by local unions and Superior government officials. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.